It's KRCB-FM, Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. This Saturday on KRCB TV 22, we're premiering Reveal TV from the Center for Investigative Reporting. This first documentary episode tells the story of Rita Katz, who co-founded her own private intelligence company. But Katz's legacy is also surrounded by controversy. Director Ann Shin talked with KRCB's Adia White from her office in Canada.
I wanted to do a series on women spies, women intelligence experts, because, you know, aside from Mata Hari and a couple other women, you don't really hear about them. And they do amazing work. Like, a lot of people say how women in the intelligence industry are really good at developing relationships with so-called targets or subjects and being able to infiltrate in a way that it's not really recognized in mainstream media. Of course, you know, people don't really advertise how they do intelligence, but you don't really see it in the movies. And so I wanted to do a series on women spies. And she stood out as like one of the most intriguing, smart women out there, active today.
So the documentary really explores a lot of different ideas around counterterrorism efforts and how that's evolved. Why did you feel like this story was best told through Katz's perspective?
I think Katz is like an extraordinarily intriguing person in and of herself. She's really smart. She's done a lot of things that are contrary to convention. Like, she did her own, you know, intelligence work, like wearing a hijab and going into mosques. And so she's done stuff that's been iconoclastic and brave. She does a lot of work investigating all kinds of terrorists, including white supremacists and other terrorist groups. And she has this fascinating past.
Katz was born in Iraq and grew up in a Jewish family during Saddam Hussein's rule. Her father was accused of being a terrorist, and the family was forced to flee to Israel. Here's an excerpt from the film where she talks about her past.
My father was arrested. He was accused as a Israeli/American spy. My mom woke up one morning and hears the news that my father was executed.
One of the things I found fascinating about her is that she's also one of the few women in the field. What difficulties does she face because of that?
The counterterrorism intelligence industry is really predominantly run by men. And so Rita's one of the few women who runs her own intelligence agency and is very unique, I think, in her approach of looking into social media as a way to kind of follow what terrorist groups are doing and thinking about, in addition to the other kinds of media that intelligence experts track and follow.
But her methods are also quite controversial. Why is that?
Post-9/11, the United States started to spend a lot more on counterterrorism intelligence. And there was a lot of focus on possible Muslim terrorists. And so some of the work that she had done in that period was investigating people of Muslim background. And so some people saw her as being biased against Muslims. And that is an interesting area to explore because it wasn't just her agency, but everybody's eyes were on, you know, people of Islamic backgrounds.
The documentary airs Saturday at 8 p.m. on KRCB TV 22. You'll find a link to watch the film online at norcalpublicmedia.org.